might take a step up. Thank
you. This is the first.
Step up to the spotlight, Latrell.
Coach Love was just saying you've been playing with great focus this month. Does the opportunity at hand kind of get your attention and get you locked in?
Definitely. I mean, it's a big opportunity at hand, and I just want to make sure that I take full advantage of it and don't shortchange myself or my teammates.
What is the opportunity you see?
Just to go out there and contribute and just play football. I mean, I love football. I've loved football my entire life. That's what I've done for the majority of my life. So I just want to fulfill my dreams and just keep playing football and just have fun with it.
What are these last 3 years been? I mean, you have hardly gotten on the field. What's it been like to kind of stay ready and to stay calm?
It's been tough, man. It's frustrating, especially when you feel like you can play and you can help contribute. But I've had great family support, and Braylon Addison, Farrell Brown, and Dwayne Stanford, all those guys have helped me along the way just kind of stay focused and stay with it.
What was your reaction when you found out that you'd be starting?
Well, I was practicing with the ones for about 3 weeks, so I had an idea that I'll be in that rotation. And then Coach Hayward told me that I'll be starting the first game if everything continuously goes the same. So I kind of knew for a little bit before it came out.
What did they tell you the last couple years as you weren't on the field? What were they telling you needed to do, or what was keeping you on?
Just to keep getting better. Just keep getting better, and just my time will come eventually. And so I just kind of stayed with it and just kept preparing like I was a starter and I was going to play.
Did you say your phone was blowing up when everybody found out?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was asleep. I was taking a nap in between practices, and my phone kept vibrating. And I have a little Yorkie, so he was like barking. I'm thinking someone's at my door, so I'm just asleep. And then it kept blowing up, so I'm like, something must be wrong. So I get up and I check my notifications, and I had like 200 notifications on Twitter. My mom called, and family and stuff was on Facebook. I'm like, this is crazy. So I didn't know what was going on. And then I seen the two deep was released, and I was like, oh, that's why. And it was just kind of funny, honestly.
Have you been working through any jitters at all this week kind of leading up
to it? Definitely. I would be lying if I said I wasn't. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying I'm nervous, just anxious to get on the field. I've been in Alton, obviously, before, but it's been a long time since I've actually been on the field, you know, playing in Alton and hearing the crowd and stuff like that. So I'm very excited for that and just to start this year off right.
So how do you sort of channel that energy and put it in the right direction?
Just think about all those countless of games I didn't play, and just know that as I got the opportunity, I could lose it as well. This coaching staff is real big on competing, and everyone just come day in and day out. Still an organizational depth chart, whether people want to believe it or not. So I just have to make sure I continuously work and do everything that's gotten me here, but continuously to get better as well.
What's it been like having a dedicated safeties coach? You know, just what are other ways this might be different under this staff?
Well, it's definitely different because in the past with Coach Neal, he kind of coached the entire secondary. So a lot of times he would talk to the cornerbacks, talk to the safeties, and he was kind of trying to go in between. But with Coach Hayward, it's just him specifically talking to the safety. So you have to listen to the entire meeting because, you know, it's basically you can learn from someone else's mistakes, and that's just kind of really the biggest difference.
Did you feel like you were ready to play the last couple years? I mean, they said told you to keep getting better. Did you feel like you were at a level where you could at least get on the field?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've always been really confident in myself. And I always had a big, you know, feel like, not necessarily ego, but just knowing that I felt like I had the ability to play and contribute. And so that was definitely frustrating not getting on the field. But at the same time, you know, everything's happened for a reason. And my mom and my grandma, like I said, my family really supported me a lot and just told me to stay focused and, you know, good to come eventually.
It was never injury related, then?
My freshman year, actually, I got injured like the first day of fall camp. And obviously, you know, we had guys like Efo, Dargan, Troy Hill, guys who have been here for forever. So my freshman year, I was looking to at least make an impact on special teams. And then once I got hurt, that kind of shattered that. And then after that, I was just told I needed to continuously develop and just get better, and my time would be.
So that was your red, because you redshirted a year.
Yeah, my freshman, that was my redshirt.
So that was your redshirt. And then you didn't play the second year, right? And then last year you played in two games?
Yeah,
in like
two games.
Did you play a game in Austin, or were they on the road?
One was Washington, and then one was on the road. Okay. I played in like a few plays in Nebraska.
Yep. Do you feel like Coach Hayward has helped elevate your game?
Definitely. Me and Coach, when Coach Hayward first got the job, I was like, man, Coach Hayward is on me. And Coach Levitt as well. But, you know, they both told me that I had great ability and that, you know, it was either I was going to be great or I was going to quit. It wasn't going to let me shortchange myself. So Coach Hayward has definitely helped me elevate my game. He's constantly on me. And A lot of times if you see that I'm getting into a funk or I'm kind of like going into one of my modes where I just kind of back off and don't want to be alone, he comes and he like cracks the jokes or messes with me or, you know, just reminds me that, you know, I'm here, I'm blessed to be in this position and just to make the most out of it.
With the new coaching staff, did you feel like, for you specifically, just more opportunity and finally a chance that you felt like a fair opportunity maybe?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, the last coaching staff was great. Obviously, things didn't go how everyone planned, but when the new coaching staff came in, I talked to Coach, I had a sit-down with Coach Levitt, I had a sit-down with Coach Hayward, and a sit-down with Coach Taggart, and they all told me that, you know, they heard mixed reviews about me, but none of that mattered at this point. And, you know, I just shared my goals with them, and that was to contribute on special teams, defense, and just, you know, help the team. I felt like I have a good bit of talent to do so. And they said if I did what I was supposed to, I would. And, you know, we're in that position now. So I'm just thankful and just happy for the opportunity.
Arian said that if you guys get, like, a pick six, you got the okay to get a flag on the celebration.
No comment on that. I don't know what Arian's talking about.
Did you thought about transferring at any point during those couple years when you were getting on the field?
A little bit. I mean, obviously, as a competitor, I mean, it's anything you do, if you're a worker, you know, if you're a journalist, you want to be the best journalist. You want to help contribute to whoever you're working for. If you're a football player, you want to help contribute to the team. And obviously, if you're not in that position, you think about, you know, going elsewhere to contribute. So that was a thought, but my grandmother, my mom was actually like, no, that's not happening. Argus is a great university for you. And, you know, you're just going to fight out. And there's something you can't quit in anything in life and decide to, you know, take another role. So I really had no choice. My mom and dad was like, nah, my grandmother too.
You got a bunch of guys from Florida here now, too. Being from Louisiana, that nice to have kind of some more guys that are kind of from your area?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in the past, we had Kirk Merritt that was here before he transferred. But, I mean, it's cool to have, you know, Oregon. The unique thing about our team is we have a lot of different people from different places, you know. So it's definitely helped to have a few guys from the South. But, I mean, me and Arian and Ugo are really close, Charles, Royce. So, I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, make sure I'm a good teammate to everybody and not kind of just dissing myself and be alone, because I could do it at times.
Do you have a lot of family coming in town for this?
Well, actually, my mom is trying to find the first flight here now. Mm-hmm. But I have a lot of family in from Nebraska and Washington State and so far on. So they'll be here a lot more now that, you know, I'm playing and stuff like that. But my family always did a good job of even supporting me when I wasn't playing and just spending time with me. They know it can be rough, obviously, being far away from home and stuff like that. So I'll have a good bit of family in for sure.